Mayu, or Rain Month, written by Astronect, read by Brickgrass. Summary. It is the beginning of the fourth lunar month. Plum rain season has begun, and Lanshan is a little cursed. It is all very Kuo-Tu-Den, just another moment in the rhythm of things. The Lan Junior's splish-splash footsteps through the ankle-deep creek that was once a street, and Lan Wangji warm in the humid air beside Wei Wuxian. Unconcerned enough that Wei Wuxian is sympathetic, but unafraid. This would not be the case, of course, if Lan Wangji were not so very alright. But of course he is not hurt. Wei Wuxian likes how often and readily Lan Wangji is alright. Steady Lan Zhan, who took the curse with a mild expression. It was a trap on a water spirit's treasure box, which proclaimed a curse lasting a day and a night on anyone who peeked at its contents. Lan Wangji is alright, though there remains the slight issue that whenever Lan Wangji opens his mouth, a large volume of water pours out to splatter onto the monsoon-thick mud of rural Gusu. Lan Wangji is now keeping his lips carefully sealed. Of their whole group, Wei Wuxian will grudgingly admit that Lan Wangji is perhaps the most prepared to keep his mouth shut for a day and a night. The baby juniors out with them, round-faced, and most of them 12 or 13, would be having a harder time of it. They are very cute. Each one of them has their own little oilcloth umbrella, bobbing along in rows two by two. Wei Wuxian still insists that he checks Lan Wangji over in the inn that evening, to make sure it is what they think it is. Wei Wuxian has absolutely no equipment for curse sounding. He's discovered he can only steal his own inventions off the older juniors, who seem to have a source they're not telling him about. But he has himself, and a bunch of baby lands in need of a teaching opportunity, so he makes do. Lan Wangji sits docile beside Wei Wuxian, allowing Wei Wuxian to fret about his not eating for a day. How lovely it is, to fret about that. To frown and plan and find out what kind of good broth Lan Wangji should get for breakfast. He lets Wei Wuxian stretch an arm's length of sour gourd vine between two of Wei Wuxian's hands over Lan Wangji's head, until the tightly strung vine twists down to point at Lan Wangji. Lan Wangji almost seems to smile. It is in his eyes. Ah, he likes that Wei Wuxian's method worked, perhaps. He seems to be happy when Wei Wuxian teaches. Well, says Wei Wuxian, taking the vine away. It smells like burst sap. Yes, it's a water spirit's curse. Now, he adds to the wide-eyed juniors and the nosy innkeeper, who has come to poke her nose through the partition to watch. Make an educated guess. What did I do? There is a pause. No wrong answers, he adds. This is problem-solving, not trying to get it right on the first try. Start the puzzle, then figure it out. Well, it is unlikely that any of them will actually be able to figure it out. The trick with the gourd vine is an adapted form of folk water divining, which no proper cultivator would learn. So he doesn't expect anyone to actually know. What they come up with is delightful, anyway. He thinks he sees Lan Wangji hide another smile. So close! Wei Wuxian tells a glowing little disciple. Ah! You were so close with the idea with the meridians. Clever. Now, let me explain it. This is useful for digging a well, too. When bedtime rolls around, the plum rain is still pouring down outside. Wei Wuxian leads a silent Lan Wangji up to their room. Lan Wangji looks very content for a cursed man. His eyes are warm in the light of the oil lamps, which are just plain pottery bowls in this inn, but sit so lovingly against Lan Wangji's golden skin. Wei Wuxian, feeling tender all over, his throat aching with it, decides to help Lan Wangji undress. There is no reason he needs to, except that Lan Wangji had kind of a hard day, even if he hadn't seemed fazed at all, just displeased at getting his robes wet, the few times he did open his mouth to try to speak. Lan Shan, ah, you've probably realised already that you shouldn't sleep tonight. Wei Wuxian says softly, the thought occurring to him as he turns his attention to pulling off his own robes. He has left the shutters open. The monsoon rain feels almost cosy and his bathwater warm. If your mouth opens even a little in your sleep, you could choke on all the water. Lan Wangji's hands come up to help with Wei Wuxian's belt. Wei Wuxian lets Lan Wangji's sure hands take Chen Qing off his waist. Watches Lan Wangji lean his flute against the wall, on Wei Wuxian's usual side of the bed. Wei Wuxian breathes, feeling a little raw. Lan Wangji makes a little motion that could have been a shrug. Wei Wuxian purses his lips. "Yes, I know you can meditate," he replies. "But..." His hands are loose and swift, untying his own outer robes. "But you won't like it," he means. Not that Lan Wangji dislikes meditation, but Lan Wangji should sleep. Lan Wangji likes to sleep next to Wei Wuxian. "Should we take a cushion off the bed for you to sit on?" Lan Wangji shakes his head. He sits on the bed, devastating in his white night robes, his hair down and over one shoulder, his legs crossed at the ankles. Wei Wuxian frowns and gets into his side of the bed. "Well, all right," he mumbles, because he doesn't want Lan Wangji that far away either. Lan Wangji sits up in bed, at least, in a lotus pose that's sloppy by his standards. All of him is two-edged in softness. Wei Wuxian lays back, looking up at him. He wonders if this is how it feels to be Lan Wangji when he goes to bed next to Wei Wuxian at home, his face against Wei Wuxian's hip as Wei Wuxian works away at something, sat up in bed until he puts the project away in the small hours, or keels over right where he's sitting. It's nice to lie like this. Wei Wuxian is so glad to find that it feels this nice. No wonder Lan Wangji likes to sleep next to him. No wonder. One of Lan Wangji's hands strokes the side of Wei Wuxian's face. Wei Wuxian shudders a little, just full up with all that warm tenderness in him. Lan Wangji's hand pauses on the side of his face, then cups Wei Wuxian's jaw and tugs. Gentle, insistent. Lan Wangji can talk so much in silence. Blinking heavily, Wei Wuxian goes where he's tugged until his head is in Lan Wangji's lap. Lan Wangji's steadiness is all around him. Lan Wangji's hot and loving hands are on his face, petting him. Wei Wuxian plays a little game of kissing Lan Wangji's knuckles each time they brush past his mouth, until he's too sleepy to do anything but lay there. So in love, so open wide. A river runs through him. The rain pours down, searching for the sea. The end. Thank you for listening. Reader's notes. So, I don't know if you can tell the difference, but I got a new mic and it is so fucking sexy. Oh my god, I love it. Fuck. I cannot wait to edit this, even though I usually despise editing. My voice probably sounds a bit different too. I've got a cold. It's not coronavirus, thankfully. I got it off my sister who got it at school, but she got tested and not the Rona. Feels bad enough for it. God. But yeah, thank you again for listening and bye.